So we're holding here in the next piece of the Maral. It says here that somebody is, well, I guess we'll start the Gemara. We saw the one about Netilas Yadayim, and if a person doesn't wash Netilas Yadayim, so it's like he's Balei Shishis and so on, which was kind of an interesting haflogah. In other words, it seems something quite, one is like a drabbanan, and this is a davar chomer. Balkoponim, I think that's last time we spoke about lechem until zidaim kill balei shezayin, I believe. Yeah, that's what we spoke about.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. We're on the next call about Isha.
Okay, so let's go back to this a second, and there's one of the Chassidish Sfarim, one of the Kadmonim, Rabbi Yitzchak of Ostra, said that he teached that this Oichel Lechem L'Til Sidayim, it says in the pasuk of Lechu Loichami Belachmi, that's going on Talmud Torah. People that are Lechem Chamta Shal Torah is also called Achilas Lechem. So there's another description of some called Achilas Lechem, are people that learn, and there's plenty of reasons to say that. It's the pshat that this is the kiyum of Abriya, this is the kiyum of people, and so on. It's not a lack of things to explain why. But Akapanim, Lechu Lechmi Belachmi is something that is darshan to mean people who learn a Talmud Torah and so on. So so he says the following taich. Again, the taich itself is Hasidish to some degree, but on the other hand, it's a there's an emes to it. There's a pneumistic emes to it. He says if somebody learns Torah and doesn't do it b'kedusha, then and he's not mekadosh himself for it, so it's as if he's baal isha zayna. The isha zayna is supposed to be somebody that he's supposed to have a chibur with. An isha was created so that a person be mischaber with it, with her. The heichatimtza for that chibur was the powerful drive and the tainug, and instead the person takes the tainug, makes an end for itself, and is not at all interested in being mischabed to the isha, so not to have children from the isha. So he says in Talmud Torah you have the same type of metzias. A person, the Talmud Torah was created with Abchinas Oineg. It was created with Oineg in order that a person be Meschaba Mizdabik to it, and to be Moiled, from it. The Hoylada from Talmud Torah is Maisim Toivim. That's like the Prietz Chayim. That's those are the Paris of a person's Sichlis and Das. And if a person short circuits the process and he's doing it just in order to be nana, it's like Baal Isha Zayna. That's the that's the way he extends the marshal. That's what he says it to.
I heard the same kind of thought, but it says what's it in Ikvas of the Mashiacha?
Yeah.
He said that it's also a lashon of all the Talmidim will be like a base of Lizlus or something like that.
Right.
I think it's the same kind of idea that people just learn just for the
Tainu, right? Without the Pnimis.
Yeah.
So another angle to that is call it the spheres on that Hagazakach Baruch Hu, you have Chachma and Bina are called they're called as a mashal like a father and a mother, like Abba and Ima, and the and then when a person and the toilod of it, since an ab and ima by definition are always moiled something, the toilod is the das. So, and das means the type of knowledge that spurs you to do, to act, and so on. So you have the chibur of Chochma Bina, which are pure sichlius. They create das, which makes a type of a lemaisa out of the Chochma. That's a sort of just rambling said. I want to take this now and to move it over, obviously, to Nyan Adyayim a little bit.
Rabbi,
yes.
Sorry, the joint lace. Can you just give me a reference? Where are we?
We're still in the Gemara and Saita. We're on the same Chazal that it says that Kol Oichel Netila Kol.
Okay.
So I said over this. It's called Rav Yevi. It's from the early Rav Yitzchak from Ostra, but he says that it's going on somebody who sits and learns without kavana of olam ha'maisa. He just likes playing with the Torah, and that's it. I want to extrapolate it to something a little bit bigger, and in the terms of Yavan and Klal Yisrael and so on. It says that the Menorah, or more specific, the Ne'amar Ravi, was called Eidos L'chol Boi Olam that Shechina Shruya B'Yisrael, because Shemimeno Yemaschil, and that was Messiah. So it's really hard to understand a little bit. We're talking about some sort of nace, which is meant to show etzem hashvas hashchina. It seems as if you could have picked any type of nace. I mean, many there were sorry nisim that happened. You could use those. We picked this nace out of all the nisim. Why didn't you? I mean, what is it about the nace that expresses the atzmius of Hashem Shechina? It's very hard to say that it's just one of many nisim. Anything that's, you know, somebody could say anything that's a nes shows that something is coming from HaKadosh Baruch, from the beyond, from the divine. So we could have picked anything supernatural, of which there were quite a few things based in Mikdash. We picked something, I guess, that's visible, something that maybe is regular, but it's still, you would want to think that this expresses Hashoras Hashchinim Be'etzim, this ner. So I think the pshat is like this. You have two mehalchim in this world in terms of In terms of things lasting, lamashal, if I have a if let's say I'm giving out loaves of bread, or I'm giving out cups of water. Let's say I'm pouring out cups of water. So it stands to reason that the first person who got the cup of water will probably have finished his cup of water before the last person. Assuming it's a hot day, assuming everybody pretty much is going to drink at the same time, so the first one is going to, if they all start drinking as soon as they get the water, then obviously the first one is going to finish first, if everyone got an equal share. That's one mashal. Let's take a second mashal. Imagine that there's a river, and I connect a big pipe to it, and the pipe goes down miles and miles, and people along the route connect to that. Or I make many branches to it. I have a big main, and then I have smaller ones leading off from the street into private houses, and the houses I have it in sinks, and so on and so forth. There I'm going to discover a very interesting phenomena. The closer you are to the Shoresh, evidenced by the fact that it is, it got the water first, is going to one that will hold the water longest. In other words, if you will tell me that the last people don't have water, it will not be a raya for the first people. If you tell me the first people have no water, then it'll be a riot at the last people don't have water. As opposed to the case with the drinking of the water, let's say they all start drinking at the same time, when the last person has no water, it'll be clear that the first person surely has no water. And when the first person has no water, it's absolutely no riot on the last person. In the second case, it's the exact opposite. And the reason is, how do you set yourself up? What are you? If you are, if it's something that has moved into the finite world and become part of the finite world, it has become part of what we would call yeshus, meaning existence, mitzius, then it falls under the rubric of finite, of quantitative, and then each and every one will have its gvulus, and the first in will be the first out, and the last in will be the last out. If I dehear something as being mechuber to a sheirish, and the sheirish is be'etzim in the sense of that, a mukher is infinite, so then when the water passes down, it will, the closer you are to the sheirish, the further upriver you are where you started the pipe, you will get it first, and you will lose it last. There is no metzias where the guys at the end still have water and the guys at the beginning don't, and vice versa there is. It's possible for guys in the beginning should have and the guys at the end should not have. So depending on, so two types of conduits of water. One has taken the water and made it something finite, a metzias kishlatzmoy, and one has served, has become a bridge for water coming from a shorish and taking it onwards. Those are two echetimtzes for bringing water down, and those are true also in mitzad de pnimis inyan. So let's first explain the, so in the Beis HaMikdash, the ha'ara that came in the menorah was a ha'ara that was like the second type of setup. I was tapping into the shorish and being mamshechit further, and that's the side of being first, and then it should be menoy maschilin, and because it was menoy maschilin, that's why menoy mesaimim. It's because the Nemarov was first, that's why it was last also. Because the Ha'ara of the Menorah was a Ha'ara Milamala, finding its way through some Kli in this world. That's the Eidus that Shekhinah Shruya, because Shekhinah Shruya means you deher yourself as a vehicle for something that's coming through and passing through your world, and you're just a conduit. So that's a setup of two mahalchim. It also makes a big difference in terms of how the person sees his self. LeMarshall, let's say I ask somebody, how much money do you trust Reuven with? So, how much are you inclined to give to Reuven? So I'll say I'm inclined to give to Reuven $1,000. So I'll say, but you know, yesterday I saw him with $1 million check of yours. I said, yeah, he was going down to the bank to deposit it. He wasn't, this was money that went to him. He was there just to deposit it. If somebody taps his pocket and he has $1 million of his own, so he feels quite good about it. If he has $1 million of somebody else's that he has to deposit in the bank, I mean, all it is another chore. It makes no difference if it's $1 or $1 billion, the same thing. Someone told me a story, I think his sister was working for Reichman, and they sent her down. This is the old days. You're talking about the 70s or the 80s, and she had to go with the subway to deposit it in whatever bank they were using in some place. And out of curiosity, she opened up the envelope, and I think it was like a check for $36 million. And she flipped out, and she became petrified, which was quite silly because and there's no way to steal $36 million. I'll check. You can't walk into a bank and ask it in hundreds and fifties. It's but Al Capone, I mean, what does it mean for the person carrying it? It means nothing. It's the same like like they asked to deliver somebody's lunch. It makes no difference. It has nothing to do with you. The metzias of gasas ruach, and the whole sugya, the whole hemshich of the Gemara, the next Gemara here goes off on a long tangent. Call Adam that has gasas ruach is chasher aneshesish. This Gemara segues from this inyan over here into and so on. So the tafkid of Mayim Rishonim is to put a distance between myself and the food. We spoke last time. The difference between Achilas Taiva to Achilas L'Shem Kodesh is the difference of whether or not I'm taking it for myself, I'm taking Shem Achila. Lemoshel, if I sit and feed a child of mine, I'm doing it because eating is important and food is dechetimtze for making the child healthy and so on and so forth. When I eat for myself, because there's appetite involved, there's that type of inyan. So in all inyanim of the world, both in the level of taiva and the level of gasas ruach, in sort of in a more emotional way, in a more nafshistic way, I can either be completely removed from it, the same way that I can have a mountain of food, but if I'm giving it out to people or I'm feeding a child with it, there's no taivas achila. That act of putting spoonful to spoonful in the mouth is all toiv, kodesh, avoida. And the hefech when I'm doing it myself. This is all true by things that are chumri. That's why, you know, so lechem kipshutoi, that if you eat lechem until the time, I spoke last time, then it's a certain level of coarseness that I take it for myself. In the world of chachma, in the world of sichlius, this becomes a lot finer. The Maral speaks a lot in the Siva Torah about Gasas Ruach. That's really where in Perek Beis and Siva Torah he talks a lot. You know, goes through the Kedak, all the Chazal on Gasas Ruach and over there. And this is really, in a certain sense, because it's the most edel adjunction of a person, because it's something that it does deal with a person's highest faculty, the pagam for it is possible to be much is much greater. Prostagoyim were interested in nothing but Taivus Adam, and that's where they were. A more refined version, like Yavan, was interested in Chachma, and in art, in music, in philosophy, in different maths. I mean, science was sort of integrated in philosophy in those days. But that's what they were about. And that's something that's very, very, it's a chashev. It is certainly chashever than the coarseness of the goyim. But what does chachma do to a person? What's a person's sense of things when he deals with chachma? So one sense. So let's take an example. Let's say a scientist works very hard and he cracks open the code of how or the process through which DNA, for instance, it runs an organism. So a person is, so one attitude of it is, I now know another piece of a certain finite pieces of information in this world, and I am great. I attain this knowledge, I understand it, and therefore I am worthy of, I am worthy of recognition. You know, there's nobody, being smart is our highest faculty, and I am smart than everybody else, so the whole thing together makes me very chashev. That's Gasas Ruach, where I take any chachma that, and of Torah, and I say, I said this pshat, and that's fantastic. The second way is, I look at what it says, I crack my head on it, and then I say to myself, oh my gosh, I've discovered a small fraction of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. I'm more in awe, and I am dwarfed by what I've seen. Those two reactions don't change the facts. In other words, we both discovered how DNA does this. We both have used a lot of Seichel and Chachma. It took a lot of Seichel and Chachma. It's not easy. And yet the reactions are minakotze lakotze. For one person, this has made me into... And the other person is that it made me smaller. The nafgemina is really in my tfisa of what my seichel and das is. If my seichel and das is a self-contained autonomous unit that thinks from itself, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and designed it, but that's it. Once he finished designing it, I'm now autonomous, I think, I understand, I know, and I'm me. So then my sense of things is very, very gaivedic. And the more so even Chochmas HaTorah, there are plenty of people, unfortunately, who the more they absorb Chochmas HaTorah, it's a pipe that's blocked at one end, and everything is me. It started with me because I thought real long and hard about it, and I came up with a great pshat. That is one mahalach, and that was the mahalach of Yovan. Yovan's mahalach, the Azen Sheba Umoils, there was a certain sense of understanding whatever it is, anything they were aimed on with Seichel was them. So Bal Karchach, the more they advanced in Sichlius, the greater they were, and the more haughty they could be. There was once a person, he had some relatives, he used to come here occasionally. He was a bright man, a Talmud Chacham of some degree, a very, very complex individual, let's put it mildly. Not a known person, not a successful person, but a very difficult person. So he once told me that, you know, he would speak about himself very, very freely. He was free to compliment himself. He told me once, you know, it's not gaiva, because he says, what's the problem with gaiva? I mean, if it's right, it's right. And he claimed he had been, I don't know how many thousands of Shtikh Torah. So if I'm telling you, it's true. So the problem with gaiva is because most times it's not true, so it's really a lie. But since these things about me is true, I don't feel compelled at all to be an anav. That was fascinating insight. I mean, a person's self-examination. But certainly Umas HaOlam, the more they absorb, it's them. Klal Yisrael's approach to Torah starts with, like it says in Tulsi Daim. In other words, this doesn't do with me. I need to be mavdal myself, my hands. The person's hands is the chelik of my tfisa. Whatever I grab, there's a kinyan called kinyan yad. Even if it's in your hand, the shitas, without making hagbar anything, but anything that's physically in your hand is kind of by itself, Taisa says. That's a kinyan yad. So, and even other things, the yad is what's teifis. The yad holds things and makes it yours. It holds on to things. It's machzik things. Your machzik mikrach, the tfisas yadayim. So anything that has my hands on it, you know, we even talk colloquially, you know, stuff stuck to his hands, it's stuck to his palms. We talk about a person taking things for himself with his hands. They once had, I know it's one of the old wry Jewish humors, that somebody who was a very, very shady person forced a Rav to write a nice letter of recommendation for him. And you know, he was kind of stuck. He had to do it. So he was, I don't know what force he exerted, but on the other hand, he wanted to let on. So he wrote about this person. One can truly say about this person that he doesn't walk Dalet Amos without Netilas Yadayim. The play on the word is Netilas Yadayim means taking things, you know, sort of lifting up things. But Al Kapanim, that's where a person takes himself. Klal Yisrael becomes Nismait from things from the Chachma. In other words, Moshe's being the Onamikol Adam is not another Mida Toiva that comes along with the package. He was a wonderful person, and guess what? You can also speak of as Anivas. B'chol Beisin Ne'eman means he's trusted my entire house, means there's nothing in my house that he sees as his. There's nothing that he learns that becomes him. It's all, he's only a conduit. In other words, his seichel is a pipeline through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving das and information, and Bal Korchach, I'm a shliach. I'm there to make it materialize. So if I learn the parasha of tzitzis, then the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has imparted to me and the understanding is meant to be actualized. It's meant to that it should become done, because it's not there to stay and enhance my personality. It's there to keep going. You know, I receive things from Lamala and I pass them on Lamata. I receive Chachma and I turn it into Olam HaMaisa. So the eye in the middle is a switchboard operator. For those of you who know what a switchboard operator is, it's just I'm just a chetimtzah to be mechaber the al yoinim v'tachtoinim through me. So the fight between Yavon and Klal Yisrael, the struggle in Yavon and Klal Yisrael about Torah, was very, very, very specifically focused on this point. It was they both agreed that Chachma is the pinnacle of man, and therefore they were in that way they were very similar to Klal Yisrael. They both had tremendous awe and respect for that. Without that, for the crude primitive who looks up to the fellow who hunted the most lions and has the most pelts hanging, there's not much. There's not much to Klal Yisrael has. We're not in the same race, but Yavon had the Chachma, and they had Haracha for Chachma, and in that sense they were similar to us. The big difference lay in the Netilas Yadayim beforehand, in the sense of, does the Chachma become me? I'm the one who brought this Chachma in. It's my idea, my thought, and it stays as such. It doesn't need to express itself in the Olam HaMaaseh, because just the very Chachma. If I write a profound book with majestic points and poetry, when someone comes and asks me, is this what you do actually? I'd be a little taken back. I said, "What are you talking about? I'm a poet, and you know, my job is to create poetry. Somebody else is going to do it, but it's got nothing to do with me. I'm the poet." The tefisa of Torah is a very different tefisa. It's something that there is something coming down the pike for me to do something with it. Now, it is true that this creates a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach for being meschaba to me. It means that this chachma is a chetimtza, not for me to make myself important, but for me to be mishtayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I understand things deeper, more profound, then it allows me to be meschaba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. That's it's not a it's not the personal achievement, accomplishment, or chshivas, but it's rather the kesher beyond. So one end, one attempt of such an approach, one hashlacha, one tetzah of such an approach, is that I treat others in ways that are I do maisim, I do things that because I'm a shliach, I'm being sent to do something and accomplish something, and therefore it finds us when olam ha'maisa. That's one result of having that attitude that chachma is coming from a kach baruch through me for a tachlis. The second thing that falls out is I never see myself as being aggrandized by it. It's something that I have a tremendous tshuka for, because that allows me to take in. But it's not me. It's not my idea. It's the chachma itself is not my accomplishment. I would say over my Rebbe Reb Nachum was extremely. This was a point that he was very strong about, that people could say over his stuff, in his name, not in his name, didn't make a difference. He would say the emes is emes not because I said it. The emes is emes because it's emes. If I was fortunate to stumble upon this, I stumbled on it. If other people can take it, the attribution is totally superfluous. And he lived it. And he meant it. You know, it wasn't. He would try a lot of times in shiur to attribute his things to other people. I mean, you know, you'd find some spark of the idea maybe, but in his mind, it was important that a chachma does not have an association with a person. It's metzias itself. So kaponim, it's the attitude in how we look. The netilas yadayim before the achilas, when it's talking about Torah, is the kaveya of what where the Torah goes to. Does it go into making the person bloated and full of himself, or does it become them tzoy? That's mechaber person tal yoinim. By if this is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah, like the Rambam says, when a person is boina, Kaddish Baruch Hu's the flaws, a person becomes extremely taken by it, and he's in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it also becomes a chetimtza for doing what you're supposed to do. Because if this is instruction, not understanding, but it's something that my understanding is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of letting me know what I ought to do and so on, then it becomes a chetimtza for asi as well. Okay, any questions?
First of all, is that the pshat in Lo Bircha B'Torah Techila?
100%. It meant that they saw it as a personal intellectual accomplishment. It the attribution to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was minor. It's like, let's say I read a book that I really, really like a lot, and I feel it's very enlightening. So I never say over, gee whiz, thanks to the publishing house or the printer for printing this book. You know, they did their thing, they got paid, that's the end of it. Even the author, I feel as a menschlichkeit to mention him, but the idea is, you know, it's my idea. Now that I understand it's my idea, I don't go back to the author and say, you know, this made a cash with the author. It doesn't, I mean, it's me, it's my idea. Baruch Torchil means that I am constantly getting a sense of what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants in this world. And that's a very, very big difference. It's a radically different attitude.
Because I'll say,
so Chazal say it becomes your Torah. It's something which is just like it's called Zichut Torah Moshe Avdi. It's just like if I trust somebody, I let him sign. You know, I will let him sign my documents, my checks, because his own metzias is totally attributed to me. It's an almost paradoxical result of a person being so mispatach as Baruch Hu that yes, I can call the Torah in his name, because you know, when I have become him, then he is me. You know, it's one and the same. That's the chiddush, I guess.
Okay. is it tonight?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, in, when we were in Shiva, they used to say, like, I guess, a little bit cynically, that if you're learning it, it's Teres Hashem, so it's Cheftzai. But if you feel it's your Torah, you know, it's like you can say it over your name, Terasa Yege and Velayla. You know, it's the other way around, that people have more of a cheshik to learn the Torah when they feel that it's theirs and they can sort of, bat it around than if they feel like it's Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the Litzanim's version. Okay, so the next two Thursdays I won't be available. And then Bezus Hashem, the Thursday after that. Let me just make sure I have the right dates here. Okay, so the 12th of November. So Bezus Hashem, the 19th, we can be back again. January 19th, which is Chaf Aleph Tavis. Is that good?
Right, thanks for
Lopiansky. Okay, so I feel Hanukkah again. All the best. Bye.